Well, welcome to our ninth session of Ascending Masters of Light. Here's Miss Joan. Say hello, Joan.
Hello, everyone.
There's Melena. Say hello, Melena.
Aloha.
This session will build on the energetics and concepts that we began to put in place in our last session. In our last session, the League of Michael and Gabriel transmitted holographic projections into our energetic field that will continue to be used to upgrade our ability to create stably and coherently. They told us that both the League of Michael and the League of Gabriel will remain with us as we journey into the ascension process. They will be with us to guide, protect, and transmit refined pure light frequencies from the realm of the all that is. Then they led us to draw from the many attention points that are within the spinning triadic system. These attention points will assist us to concisely create what is needed. The council told us that our ability to weave different energetic components of the expanded first triad and all of the triads will lead us into the levels of ascension that we cannot perceive at this time. We were led to draw that many upgraded attention points that are within the first triad and interweave them into the second triad. Through the spinning of the eye of Horus, the pineal, and the medulla oblongata, to create liquid light and also a golden nectar light, which begins to alter the communication system within the body so that it begins to function at a fifth dimensional level. They were scheduled to activate when we could hold higher frequencies of light. Melena just led us into a profound process that would change the narrative of the dark implants. The white fire dragons ask us to step into the alchemical white flame that alters anything that does not serve us with the element of love. The white flame of illumination reveals any dark implants that have been hidden for eons. Those have activated as we have increased our light quotient. The white fire dragons instructed us to remove each one and release it into the flames, which will fully engulf the imprints. They took us on a journey into our past to a point where the implants did not exist. When we reached that point, we stood in our full mastery and expressed what we do. Now, consent to any implants that does not fully support our prime directive. Next, we traveled to the corridor where we met our future version of ourself. Our future self placed a crystallized ray of pure healing light where each implant had been. All the implants that had been removed are removed for all time. The itinerary for today's teaching now are as follows. We will have an open discussion led by Joan and Melena. We ask that all those who would like to comment on the energetic process that we have received so far to please do so. Next, Melena will lead us into our cosmic crystal crucible, where we will take our seats with all members of our crucible. Then we will have an opening meditation through Joan with the League of Michael and Gabriel. Following our meditation, we will have a teaching session led by the Council of 12, and they will present upgrades to the entire triadic system. Finally, there will be a closing meditation led by the Council of 12 to heal another segment of the mental emotional body. So to help us the rest of the way, here's Joan and Melena.
Okay, ready to get started here. Before we open it up to everyone, Melanne and I want to just do some basic upgrades on things that are coming up and things that you need to know about. First of all, I want to tell you when the next session is, and that will be in 3 weeks this time, because the council feels like we need that time to integrate these massive energetics and concepts. They're quite layered. They were layered last time. They only gave us 2 weeks to integrate, which some of you had some difficulty with. But anyway, they would like you to really put forth the effort to integrate what you can within the next week, and then spend the next 2 weeks reviewing what went on when we activated the fourth triad and what is in the third triad, because that was not discussed. So if you would please review those, you'll find most of that information in the Sitting of the Divine recordings. I'm going to go through some things, and if I think something is valuable for you to review, I'll either post it in the Facebook, or I will have Jason post it on your private page. If I can get to that by tomorrow when he posts, I will post that so that you have a place to start, or it has, you know, some. I'm not going to put all of it up there because that would take me too long. But I will put some key points that I think would be informative for you to review.
Awesome.
Then we will have, so we'll meet on July the 17th at the same time. And that'll give us 3 weeks, a week to integrate and then one to review and continue to integrate as you review, because these energetics are quite something. Then we'll meet again 2 weeks after the 17th on the 31st of July. So just be flexible, because it's very dependent on the energetics that they're asking us to take in and integrate, and the level of concepts that we're having to get our mind around. And this is something that your rational mind is not gonna serve you here. So we ask that you just try to get into the energetics and into the processes as best you can, and not try to rationalize it in any way, but just do the best you can. That's all we can say. Melina?
Hey. All right, a couple things. This morning, I sent another test email from the sendinglightmasters@gmail.com. This is the second one. The first one I sent a number of you, and then we posted it on the Facebook page. There was not a response from a number of you, so I still had a lot of holes in the email list. So I sent it a couple hours ago, so it should be in your inbox. If you do not have an email from me, from the AscendingLightMasters@gmail account, let me know. This email list is very important that it's up to date, and it's important that we have an email address that you check frequently, because in the upcoming months, we're going to be relying on this to communicate with you, because we have some big projects coming and they're going to require two-way communication. Okay. So please look at that. I'll post that on Facebook again tonight for anybody who did not receive that email. But if you're on this call and you did not receive that email, you need to let me know. Okay. So a little preview of things to come. We have tentatively set our conference dates, and our conference will begin as of now on 11/11/22. So we think that is a most auspicious date for many, many reasons. And unless unforeseen circumstances show up, that's what we are planning on at the moment. Okay. Now, you may remember when we began this session, we said that participating in the conference is mandatory if you choose to move on to the 2023 session. So know that it will be required. We have set the cost at $400 for that. And you will receive an email probably in sometime, we hope, what, by the end of July, 1st of August, I think, with all of that there. But just want to give you a heads up so you know what to kind of plan on. What we're thinking our schedule will look like, we will do that conference on that weekend. And then a week or two, probably a couple of weeks later, we will do sort of a summary class. And that will be the end of our 2022 session. So the council's been talking for the last couple of weeks. They have a project they want to give to all of you. And that will be conducted during our downtime after the end of the 2022 session. And it's going to take a lot of coordination for this. I'm mentioning it now so you can be prepared. It's going to require, you know, something of you. And they're going to kind of divide our group up into two separate groups. And each group is going to be given a topic. And it will be, each group will come together, pull together whatever you can. And when we begin our 2023 sessions, you will be presenting it as a teaching. You will. So it is time to step up into your mastery. There'll be a lot more instructions for that. But again, just planting the seed. Because of the coordination involved, by September at the latest, I hope to have the teams in place. We will need a minimum of four, maybe as many as six coordinators. If anybody's interested in volunteering, send me an email at that ascendinglightmasters@gmail.com. And then if nobody volunteers, I'll be contacting you. Okay. And you won't know what your topic's going to be. You won't know that until we complete the 2022 session, because they don't want you distracted by that. But it's the first of the teaching sessions that they want to turn over to you guys. Okay. So we're excited about all the things to come. I hope you are too. And so with that, we're going to move into talking to you now about open our discussion about some of the things we did last time. And if you have any questions when we get to that point, we're happy to take those. So I can go ahead. I'll start this part, Joan, and then you can come in if you want. So okay. When we did the process to remove those dark implants, it was said during that session that we had been given a special dispensation. So just wanted to give you a little more information about that, because we weren't able to receive a whole lot of detail about it because we're in process. But the process, this dispensation was to remove these things now. And then we were given the opportunity to go into the future. And if without the dispensation, however far into the future you had to go, whether it be 1 year or 10 years or 10 lifetimes, that's how far into your future you would have had to travel in order to be beyond the point where you were being affected by those dark implants. So with this dispensation, those are now removed now. So that is a tremendous gift that we all received. And they did that because of our commitment to do this work. And we were gifted this opportunity, you know, to transmit, transform, and rewrite our narrative for all time. So also, they did this now because we're on a really fast track to try to get in everything they want to get in over these next few years. And they're hoping by helping us now remove those, you know, that level, those blockages won't be interfering in our ability to move on. And they will continue to monitor these, because as we continue on this journey and keep increasing our light quotient, there will be a point in time in the future where we will hit another level of those. And then they'll let us know, and then we'll be invited to gather again and to release those. So just to let you know that it's a very far-reaching gift that we were given with that.
Okay. I don't have anything to say right now. I would like, as we open this communication within the group, if you have questions to, of course, bring those up. And anyone within the group itself, if you have the answer, please respond, because you are part of this conversation. And you may have a mastery piece that someone else doesn't have, or you have an opinion about it, or how you experienced it. So this is a very valuable learning curve where you interact. Now, if there's still questions, of course, the council would be present to, or a stream of consciousness within the council would be very present to address those so that it all is smoothed out and functioning before this session ends, because they are very valuable pieces of our process, our ascension process. So, okay, let's get started. Open it up.
Hi, this is Margaret. I think Milena covered what I was going to ask, but I'm going to say it just to get clarification. The implants, when we did that releasing and clearing and then the healing, that was for the ones that were opened up as we hit frequencies. And so my question was, well, I know we're going to go get higher frequencies, and there could be more then.
Of course. Yeah. And okay. they're anticipating that. And they've already said maybe a year before we do this again, but they will monitor us as a group. And as they see these things beginning to come up in our spaces and sure. And create anything, then they will address us, and we'll come together as a group and then redo this, do this again. So they're on top of it. So, but we're getting all the support and assistance that we can possibly receive in order to move forward and just maintain this quick pace at these really high frequencies.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, it's Kathy from Virginia Beach.
Hi, Kathy.
I was somewhat frustrated by the fact that I have a really tough time hearing everything that's being said. And so I count very much on the transcripts that come out. And yes, I listened and I knew I was getting things, but I have a need to hear every single word, because every single word is so carefully stated. And the things that were given are so rich. And I am so incredibly grateful for the people who are and have been doing those transcripts. Because I also found as I was doing this that so much information is being given to us so fast that as I was reading it, it took me at least twice as long to read it as to hear it. Right. Because there is so much that's being said, and I felt like I was a week behind. And on the other hand, I felt like, you forced me to listen to this as best as I could during that first 8 days. And I am so incredibly grateful for everything that is being given, and I could hardly believe the fact that we were given as much as we were all at once. It really is such a compliment to us. And I thank every single one of you for being part of this group.
Yeah,
that's it.
Thank you. Yeah, and thank you, and absolutely thank everyone who contributes, but your presence and what you have been able to do by showing up and making this commitment, you know, and I can tell you, it's not going to let up. And Joan and I keep saying, oh my gosh, because, you know, we're not only preparing for like this class, this segment, but for the past week, they've been talking to me nonstop about the conference. So I'm already there, you know, and then they have this project they want you to do, which is going to take quite a bit of coordination. So there's so much, and we feel like we're juggling so much. And it's just like, wait, wait, because it takes time, and it's not something you can't rush it, but yet we're on a fast pace. So, and that's why sometimes you just have to go with the flow, trust that process, understand you're getting the energetics of it. And then like you, when you go back and read it or listen to it again, then, you know, then you pick up the things that you didn't pick up that first pass because they're so layered, you know. And now that we're going through and we've had a few months to work with this, I mean, you can tell, you know, now that we're going back and upgrading all of these things that we are, look how multi-layered what we had already received was. And now we're elevating all of that into these higher frequency ranges. And it's just, it's incredible.
Yes.
Melena.
Hi. Hey, Lynn.
Hey. Pardon my voice. It's not COVID, it's just a cold.
Understand.
You know, unless your ear falls off or your arm's broke, everybody goes, oh, you got COVID. No, I don't. Anyway, when you touched on that imprints in the last class, I didn't see or feel anything. And I looked at all etherically and everything, and I thought, well, what am I missing? You know, did I dodge that arrow or whatever? And so I just want to encourage people that if you didn't see or feel or hear anything, just go through the process and practice it. And I just said, you know, anything that's not congruent with me that I'm not aware of, I just let it go. And I also want to reaffirm what Kathy said about hearing it. And because every time I listened to it, I went, where was I when that was said the first time? I know I was there. And then when you get the transcript and you read it, you go, huh? And sometimes I just sit with a transcript and re-listen to it again, because that is really anchoring two forms of learning, the audio and the visual. So just like... my main thing was sometimes when you don't see or feel something, you just think you missed it. And I don't really want to hold on to missing something negative, but I didn't want to go to, oh, I missed it, I'm not good enough, those stupid pictures.
Mm-hmm. So you're past that.
Feel it, just, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, you know, we had already been through the process before we even got to removing the implants. So you're already in that flow of those energetics, you know, which were extremely high. And then you go into this and holding all of it. I mean, Joan and I find that when we get together and we're discussing what's going to happen in the class, we're all operating in that, again, in that high frequency. And then within that, the energetics of our light temple vortex. Okay. Remember, which amplifies everything. Mm-hmm. And Joan and I can have a conversation and it sounds good. We hang up the phone and talk the next day and say, well, what do we say? Because it's hard to hold that frequency. And then when you step out of it and then get distracted by the, you know, washing dishes and cooking meals or whatever else you have to do, you're like, what did we say? You know, and that's, we record everything for that reason, because it's, you lose those details. And because the frequencies are so high, you can't, we can't remember them. There's, I mean, there's just no way, because you don't walk around in this fifth, sixth, seventh, pushing eighth dimensional space 24/7. So good point.
Well, and a thing that I have found out, you know, as they, I'm very clairsentient. So when I do my morning meditation, that's when they choose to download a boatload. And if I don't take the time, it's forcing me to journal, because by within a couple of hours, I don't remember what they told me. So they have to repeat it. Or I, if I set at the computer, they'll say it again, and then I can type it, or I can take a piece of paper and write it. So it's a, it's very difficult in this environment to hold on to it. So that's why having recordings, having the transcripts are so valuable. But you know, one thing about that, if somebody, if you question it, if you've reviewed it enough or you've integrated parts of it, it'll come to you. It, you'll know it immediately. So that's what I have found out. I don't have to remember exactly what they said at a particular time. If somebody asked, like Kimberly asked me something the other day, and I said, oh, well, yeah, that's blah, 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 whatever it was. So it's in there. It's just sometime that there's a gap between your brain functioning and your more spiritual aspect of you, your higher brain, your higher mind.
Hi, I'm finding that the understanding aspect is really showing up now in the last 2 weeks since this last session, mm-hmm. that it's, you know, you're talking about the gap, you know, between what the brain synapses can do physically and where we are in our knowing and our awareness is just so profound now. It's just so clear and precise. And, you know, I mean, down in the world, it's the days of transparency, right? So everything is like coming up to be healed. I look at it that way. But the understanding is just so vast that I feel as though that knowing is coming from that vaster understanding of our future self, or, you know, whatever, as we're calling it. So that's really, really been a noticeable shift that I've noticed since the last session.
So, ooh, thank you.
Okay.
Hi. Oh, are you done, Jaina?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear, we hear you.
Hi, this is Kazuko.
Kazuko.
I'm nervous. I just wanted to say some comment. Well, first of all, I really want to express my gratitude to all the teachers of light and John and Melina and Katriana, Katie, for those wonderful transcripts. That really helps. And as you know, everybody was talking about, after I listened to the last part of the last session of our imprints removal part, I did a little bit, maybe twice or three times, but the third time I felt really relaxed after I listening to it, and my whole body was really relaxed. Especially I felt that the mental, emotional body, I could just kind of, I felt it like in physically, the energy was like flowing through in the, you know, central part of my body. Like, you know, something was the energy, the light energy was flowing, and like a clearing or cleansing. And it was, I never felt that before, that experience. So that was really, really nice. And I felt really, made me feel very relaxed. So, you know, so I was talking to my husband and talking about just the mundane thing, but I was feeling that at the same time. And then whatever he was saying didn't bother me.
Wow.
Magic.
No, you know, like, oh, I don't want to get out of this space. I didn't go there. I just kind of like, okay, everything was fine. And I was still feeling really nice energy flow. So that was so nice. Yeah, so thank you. And I have a question that John confirmed me, but I just wanted to address this again. Third eye is all-seeing eye of sorts, right? And pineal, it's our personal third eye, which contains our personal all-seeing eye. Is that correct? And so the third eye, I always thought this is chakra, you know, Arjuna center. It's third eye, but now it's all-seeing eye. And is it also, I heard John saying Eye of Horus. Is it the same as Eye of Horus? So it's all the terminologies. You know, I know I don't want to get into too logical, rational mind, but I just want to get some clarification on those terminologies. And another question is seed crystals, like in a triangle, pyramid shape, seed crystals are in the center of the head. That's what I, you know, learned a while back. So all that, it's like, okay, so third eye, pineal, is it all in the same place, the seed crystals?
Yes.
So the all-seeing eye of souls, and then the inside is a personal all-seeing eye, which is my third chakra. So seed crystals are also in the pineal area. Thank you.
Well, that'll be clarified in this teaching today, because they are going to talk about that.
Okay.
But the eye horse and the third eye are the same thing. It's just the perspective from a different culture. And before, it sat in front of this part of your head, but now it is within. And in this session today, all that will be explained.
Okay, great. Thank you.
I have a question about the imprint.
Yeah. And
I decide that I want to go, not just in this lifetime, but return to before Atlantis, where I believe the imprints started coming in. And I did some clearing every day. And I was just thinking I'm just asking to see if I was taking too much of a big bite.
No, I mean, actually, that's what we did. Well, that's what we did when we went in down that pathway to our past. You were directed to go to that point before any implants were put into place. Yes. And for most of us, that was before Atlantis.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Hi, everyone. It's Kelly in Oregon.
Hey, Kelly in Oregon.
Hey, you guys. I wanted to say, I don't know if I have a question, but a comment that may lead to a question. I have been clearing implants for at least a couple of years now, working with the person that I work with locally here. She calls herself a Theta Healer. It's been pretty amazing. And what happened for me during that meditation where we went down the corridor to clear more implants is it felt like all it did was piss them off. And they just really clamped down my head on my head. They were a lot of them around my head. And I ended up working with my local healer to remove whatever it was that had come up. And she had told me, you know, 8 more lifetimes had opened up with all these implants. And we went in and removed them. And then I felt like a new person afterwards. And then it seemed like, and then as soon as that was done, it was like some trauma that I had pushed into the back of my whatever from my younger years in this lifetime, all of a sudden came up like a tornado. And I was like, unexpected. I didn't quite know how to deal with it. Poor Debbie had to help me figure out how to deal with it. She was quite wonderful in calming down that awareness that and feelings that were locked in my body from, you know, teenagehood. That so I'm a little nervous to go back down that corridor. The second time I tried to do the meditation, I go and, all right, let's go clear some more, because I'm sure there's more in there. And I went completely out. I couldn't even hold it. I didn't hear one word. As soon as Milena started, as soon as you got us past the gate, I was gone. I was like, well, that's not very helpful. But the first time I did it, I was 100% there. So I'm saying all this because I'm not sure what to think and what to feel and what to do. I'm just going along.
Well, see, I think that's all fabulous, though, because it brought up more things for you to look at, to be aware of, to clear. And whether you went unconscious or not, your intention is there. That intention is set. Okay. So you are doing what you need to do. And again, trust your process, what you need to do. And if it brought those things up for you, remember that liquid light, just bring that right in, fill up those spaces every time, fill them up. And, you know, and it's released a lot of your spaces. And for me, I had tons of physical reactions to these classes between the activation of that second triad, all of that. I've had headaches since we had that class. I've had severe nausea.
Okay.
So, you know, so it responds differently in our bodies where you still clearing more of your emotional feel. Okay. And mm-hmm. it hit me slap in my physical body. And so let your process be what it is. We don't, you know, just, you've got to learn to be gentle with yourself. And Joan and I, we had a conversation with the council earlier this week. And one of the things they said is we have yet to learn how to value and love ourselves.
Yeah.
Okay. And so this is what all this is about, to get us all to that place where we can know our own magnificence.
Yeah, I think a part of me is a little afraid of what else is going to come up.
but see, that's where that tweaking comes, right? You know, and so it's tweaked it. So think of what this magnificent gift that we were given to be able to transmute these things once and for all, you know, and just embrace it. There are times you just have to step into the fire and face your dragons. You know what I'm saying? You know, and stare them down and deal with it. And we're given the opportunity, and you are a big, powerful being, Kelly. And so you question yourself, you know, we all love you. We can all see who you are at that spirit level. Now, you know, it's time for you to embrace who you are.
Well, I do believe I do. The thing is I now am recognizing how many lifetimes I chose to come and do the hardest kind of lifetime you could do.
Yeah, it's, but like, do you know why that is?
Yeah, I kind of have a sense. But
because you're a big being, and you said you would do this.
Believe me, I'm more than aware of that.
Okay.
But it's like this poor little lifetime that's trying to bring all of that together and heal all of the trauma and all the stuff that's happened over so many lifetimes, all in this one little lifetime in this tiny little body. It's like I kind of wished I had been born a 6-foot guy with 200 pounds. I feel like I could handle it a lot better. That might not be true, but sometimes I feel that way.
Of course.
Nope, because you're the big being that you are, regardless of that body you're in, and you're more than capable of doing it. You would not have been given the task.
Yeah, thank you so much for having a chat.
Well, so are we supposed to remember and go through all those specific things?
Heck no.
Because at times,
not unless you want
to. It has seemed to me that I remember a long time ago, I was working with somebody named Anamika, and I was away while everybody was going through all kinds of stuff. And my sense was, I wasn't there when they were all doing that. And maybe I did something absolutely dreadful, awful, terrible, but that is not who I am now.
Right. You got it. It's already done. You already did it.
And I don't have to know all those things.
No. Just let it go. Let the imprints go. Once and for all.
You know, I have something I think would add to that. And that is that there is such a thing in your body in relation to traumas in this life or events in this life that you regret. We all have those. And so you have cellular memory there. But I also think you have cellular memory from past incarnations of things that weren't resolved that are going to be resolved in this lifetime. So when you work with that second triad, I cannot stress that enough. And you create the liquid light and you put it through your blood system to remove all the carbon base energy that is surfacing. And the minute that light hits the carbon, it's like light hitting a coal. It lights up, it changes the coal. So it's invaluable in that process. You don't have to know what it is, but to continually create this liquid and this nectar light to relieve whatever is surfacing in your body, in those memory codes, in that cellular memory, so that you bring the cells up to the current light imbued state. So it can be used for that with your intention, but it can also be used to heal parts of your body. I had a urinary tract infection. I chose to work with that second triad. And within a week with that and a herbal preparation I took, it was gone. I never had to go to the doctor. So it's invaluable in so many aspects of our healing process and our awakening process at a cellular level. But you don't have to process the pain and misery. You already did that. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Are we ready to move on? Because we do have a lot to do.
Oh.
Take a couple of deep breaths. Center yourself. Set your Merkaba frequency to 150% light. And be aware of yourself as your brilliant light body. So travel now into the cosmic realm to our light temple vortex. And we will gather at the base of the steps. Now, as you ascend each step,
be in gratitude. First, gratitude for yourself. Next step, for your sacred journey. Be in gratitude for this community. Be in gratitude for all our guides and teachers of light. And be in gratitude for the opportunity we have been given to make a difference. Now pass through the doors into the light temple. And as you cross the crystalline bridge, smell the fragrance of flowers. Enter the grand gathering chamber and take your seat. And as you settle, find your still point. And let us welcome the League of Gabriel.
Greetings. We are a stream of energy of the League of Gabriel. And we are present here today to present to you another iteration of the holographic energetic that the League, our League, and the League of Michael transmitted to you in the last session. This one is in regards to a stream of energy of that holographic energetic, which was quite massive and will continue to unfold throughout the rest of this year. This particular stream is related to Christ consciousness and that golden energetic of the Christ, of which you are. You were created in that image. And so this stream of golden light that we transmit to you at this moment will continue to help you upgrade as is necessary through this current teachings and upgrades of the triadic system. So here again, be very present in this moment. Knowing yourself in your light body. Navigating at 150% light. And recognize that golden glow that is within you. That is being transmitted from a specific stream of energy related to the Christ light. Take a deep breath. Present and aware. And welcome the Council of 12. We are the Council of 12, and we are here to present this session of teaching and energetics. Before we begin, we would like to say to you how profoundly we value your presence, your diligence, and all of the time that you have spent to embrace and embody the energetics that we have been transmitting. You have done tremendously well in the escalation that we have had to put in play. So all of these upgrades are getting put and placed in all of the energetics of your body. So trust yourself, beloveds. You are doing what you were called to do when you joined us in this mastery sessions. So trust yourself. Trust this process. We have just begun. There's so much more to come. So allow yourself. Embrace it. Don't second guess yourself. Don't try to process it with your rational mind. However, if your rational mind is getting in the way, you will have to use a process to give it what it needs by reviewing certain beginning teachings from Seating of the Divine, or even back as far as Mastering Alchemy. Don't spend great amount of time trying to understand that, but just providing enough information that the rational mind is satisfied. That way, it doesn't interfere with your ability to integrate the massive energetics. Put your focus on the energetics that are being woven into every cell of your body, into your mental, emotional body. And just give the rational mind just enough so it is silenced, so your higher mind comes to the surface. And you will find that sometimes there is a lag time, as Joan has said, between the way the brain can process it, even though it is being upgraded substantially, sometimes there's a little lag. Don't be concerned. Just get into the energetics of it. See that golden light. Put that golden liquid light through your bloodstream, through all of the valuable energetics and the fluids of the body. Use the nectar golden light to help open up the neurology of the body so that you can easily process what we are relaying to you in a very escalated way. You can do that, beloveds. We have such confidence in you. It may not seem like that to you on the surface. Let all that go. Trust us when we tell you, you are valuable masters of light that are so needed by Mother Earth now and all of humans. We would not be with you as intensely as we are if that was not the case. So trust us and trust yourself. So now let's begin the teaching and the energetics that are being transmitted to you at this moment. Take a deep breath. In our last meeting, we showed you how the specific energetics of each triad is drawn from one triad and woven into another triad as it is used. This process enhances the energetics of the triad being used. This interweaving process improves the ability of the triadic system to function at a master level. Now pay attention here, masters of light. You're not there yet in this body of yours, but you're getting there very quickly. The interweaving process that can be used throughout the entire five triadic system is invaluable. It's a valuable asset to you as an individual creator of Christ consciousness. The triadic system provides each individual with the opportunity to use the entire 14 chakra system to alter the third dimensional dense body and create a fifth dimensional body of light. It also increases your ability to navigate within more than one dimension. More than one dimensional sequence in your light body. And your light body is dependent on these energetics. Once the physical body has been upgraded to fifth dimension, the light body will continually function within the unified field of your body, as well as within the triadic creative 14 chakra system. The first step is to use the massive, original, undifferentiated light energetics that stream from the creative realms of the all that is. As an individual creator in form, you must bring these non-physical, original energetics into your energetic field and then into your physical chakra system. You accomplish this by using the first, second, and third rays of creation. Now, we haven't forgotten about those rays of creation. They're very much at work and at play here. As you engage the energetics of the triadic system to create what is needed, the triadic system has the potential to bring each of you into dimensional sequences of the fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth dimensions. We are communicating these concepts to you now because we do not see that you have fully comprehended the value and importance of the triadic system. This system is what will bring you into the frequencies of light and energetic potency that you never considered possible as you navigated your earthly experience in a physical body of matter. as you begin to upgrade and use this valuable creative system, you will be amazed at how you can quickly develop into a masterful creator of form within form. Let us begin this session's upgrade by bringing into coherency the light frequency of the activated triads of the first through the fourth triads. We previously upgraded the first and second triads to spin at 100% light. Let us clarify that when we assisted you in accomplishing this increase in the first two triads, this particular 100% light was the full, undifferentiated light of the source, creative light. There will be no need to upgrade that stream of creative perfection when the fifth triad is activated. It will also be activated in that 100% perfected, created light of source. So take a deep breath now and get centered in your sacred heart. Calm, balanced, present in this moment. Another deep breath. Now draw the undifferentiated creative light from the realm of the all that is. See it spinning at 100% in the original creative source light. Direct this perfected 100% source undifferentiated light into the fourth triad. Notice the golden brilliance of the light that is emanating through the entire fourth triad. Now direct the 100% original undifferentiated source light into the third triad. Notice how the third triad immediately lit up in the same golden brilliance as the fourth triad. Be aware of what has just occurred in the second and the first triads. See how these two triads are brilliantly functioning in the same radiance as the third and the fourth triads. You had never seen such radiance before in the triadic system. The entire four triadic system is now spinning coherently in one massive creative vortex of undifferentiated light. This activation not only helped you stream the perfected pure light of source into your energetic field, but it set it firmly in your physical body through the use of the triadic system. The energetics of the triadic system have upgraded your consciousness as well as your physical body's energetic unified field. you are now quite capable of consistently holding an integrated, refined frequency of light that replicates the pure creative light of Source. You are becoming a stream of one of the very few body types that possesses creative light within matter. The light is not outside of you or in the creative realms only. The light is within you. You can create form from your own light by differentiating the source life, which your light is an exact replica of the perfected light of your source. Take a deep breath. We could not upgrade the current triadic system to this level until you were properly prepared to receive the potency of this creative energy. And it is quite potent, dear ones. It is very layered. So trust your ability to receive that potency. Trust us that we have seen you were prepared. With this upgrade in place, we would now like to go back to the previously upgraded second triad. There is more here to put in place energetically and conceptually. The massive upgrade of the four triads into a functioning 100% undifferentiated light greatly alters the way in which each triad and each chakra is used in your creations. First, we would like to put in play the seed crystals in the amygdala center of your head. They are now functioning at a much higher octave than previously. The energetic upgrade in the fourth triad greatly affects the functioning of the seed crystals. The stable and consistent electrical charges that emanate from the fourth triad engages the body's consciousness and lifts it to a more refined level. This is important because when the body is still operating at a third, fourth dimensional level, it doesn't have the refinement that is required. The engagement of the fourth triad and the electrical charges altered and refined the state of the physical body's consciousness. The frequency of undifferentiated light began to alter the body's vibratory level. And the specific sound currents of light and color are brought forth. All of these energetics can now function in stableness, equilibrium, and coherence because of the iterations of the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional light templates. They are drawn from the sapphire blue star tetrahedron that resides in the sacred heart chakra of the first triad and made usable in the second triad. The upgraded medulla oblongata facilitates the refined sound currents that are continually generated from the seed crystals. The sound currents are also drawn from the ninth ray of creation at a significantly upgraded octave. The Eye of Horus sits in the center of the three seed crystals that form a triangle. The eternal eye of source placement affects the upgraded function of the frontal lobes of the brain so it can now process the complexity of the energetics and concepts that are being used in your creation. Behind the eternal eye, in the center, is the pineal, which is your eternal eye. This affects your ability to form creative intentions from a state of Christ consciousness. The medulla oblongata sits in the hind brain near the brainstem. It has many functions because it can create refined sound codes as well as color codes that are appropriate in all areas of creation from the second triad. The medulla has an autonomic function, and you are now opening it to hold the undifferentiated light and to communicate that through the neurological system of the whole body, so you can operate always from your divine imaging. The three seed crystals begin to vibrate in resonance with the particular sounds that emanate from specific colors coming from that undifferentiated light. These sound currents alter the function of the second triad. The entire second triad now begins to continually hum in a coherent resonance with the sound currents produced by the undifferentiated light that resides in the fourth triad's 11th chakra. Take another breath. We will pause here for a moment to let you begin to integrate these energetic concepts. Let us now put in play the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant, or the Ark of Light, creates a magnificent rainbow-colored arc over your head, from the medulla through the eye of Horus and the third eye into the pineal and down through the center channel into the Sacred Heart. The Ark of the Covenant is also within your entire unified field. The Ark facilitates the ascension process starting in the brain. Be aware of the electrical arcing coming from the Ark of the Covenant. This arcing was not perfectly stable or usable by the mental emotional body. Previously, these electrical charges were designed to create thought, which would be the basis of individual creation. When the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional light templates became available and used, the mental emotional body benefited from the upgrade. The stableness, equilibrium, and coherence altered significantly the fractures in the mental emotional body and the ability of the brain to function at a coherent level. Your ability to create Zeon particles from the electrical field of the fourth triad has now become fully usable and will further alter the electromagnetic field of the body as well as the earth. Take a deep breath. And let us pause a moment here. We have set these energetics and concepts in play. This is a very layered session and must be used and integrated before we proceed with the next upgrade. Take another deep breath. Feel that golden Christed energy flowing through every part of you. Now that we have these specifics of the upgraded triads in place, let us proceed to create a level of unity within the mental emotional body that will remove some of the fractures in that body. This will create more coherence in the creative mental emotional body. Take a deep breath. Very centered in your sacred heart, which holds all consciousness and energetics that are needed in your ascension process. Breathe in all iterations of the 5th, 6th, and 7th dimensional light templates. Merge them into your mental emotional body. Notice the light, colors, and sounds that are present within your individual mental emotional body. Observe how coherent the energetics are as they play together, each one enhancing a fuller, stable function. Each one contributing to a coherent electromagnetic field of the mental emotional body. Now witness what is happening in your mental emotional body as you use the upgraded Zeon particles to create from your Christed mind. Your entire mental emotional body is filled with golden Christed light emanating from the Christed mind, which is completely aligned with the creative mind of the all that is. This creative mind is within the third triad. It remains in this chakra, but has descended into the body when you were energetically capable of holding it within your sacred heart center. And you have already done that. This sacred heart is within the first triad, which is the base of the entire triadic system. It relates to you as a creator in matter who creates form within a physical body. The electrical charges in the creative body are calm, coherent, stable. The emotions of your mental emotional body are also calm and in full equilibrium because of the vast six-dimensional light template. The emotional aspect of your mental emotional body similarly is filled with the blue color code, which uplifts the emotions to resonate calmly from your Christed oversoul. Observe how each of these upgraded energetics are directly contributing to the closing of the fracture within your mental emotional body. Observe the golden tone that is now emanating coherently from the creative body. Sit and be fully present in your newly upgraded mental emotional body that is healing significantly. Feel the joy that is almost overwhelming because you have never felt it this way when it was completely fractured. Some of you even questioned that you knew what joy was. And now you will feel it, see it, and know it. Sit and enjoy as long as you like. When you are complete, our session is also complete. Blessings.